all the Ebola affected countries in West Africa will be able to declare that it is at least 42 days since they have had a case of Ebola infection inside their borders. And this is a very significant event because it's the first time in 2 years that that declaration is possible. This means that we're certainly now on course to being able to declare that the present outbreak of Ebola is reaching its end. We can't say it is finished because there are still people with the virus, survivors of the disease, and we will still get some occasional flare-ups and we need to be ready for them. But the key point to say is that we are at the tail end of what has been a devastating, difficult and serious outbreak of this disease.
Can you tell us some of the lessons learned from this experience?
As we review the experiences with the outbreak, we will always say, how could we do better in future? And the answer, of course, is to act earlier and to respond more rapidly with greater decisiveness when there is suspicion of an outbreak, so you prevent it from growing. The second is to make certain that there is strong coordination of the responders. The third is to be better prepared with funding systems and dispatch system for people to do the work. The fourth point is always to put emphasis on the community, because it's at the community that the actual transformations take place. These are lessons of style, but then the substantive lesson is to make certain that we have the necessary operating procedures internationally and nationally to be more effective. You never know what kind of outbreak is going to occur. You don't know where it's going to start. You don't know how it's going to be expanding. You have to be prepared for all manner of situations.
Is the world better prepared today to be able to deal with such an outbreak?
I can say absolutely. We will not get caught like we were with Ebola again. But we might get caught by something else, which is why we have to go on working hard on being prepared. We have to be ready for the unexpected, which is not an easy thing to do.
What are the next steps in terms of Ebola?
So now we have to make certain that communities recover, that health systems are stronger, that economies get back on track, because these countries are doing very well up till now. And most importantly, that people who've had Ebola, the survivors, get the care and support that they need. Without these steps, there will be difficulties with being able to get the countries back in place.